word. Many people are not grateful. Many people are not thankful because of pride. Pride makes you think you are where you are because I mean. What are you talking about? That is why people can go around criticizing men of God and talking all kinds of things. Why? Because pride. I mean. You didn't help me. You didn't help me get here. You did nothing for me. They can never, never say thank you. Very expensive. Ungithathe down. Ngingelutho wangibeka hayi wangenza umuntu. They forget that. They say, don't see me here. Nobody helped me. You are a lie. You are a lie and a cheat. Every man is a helped man. Every woman is a helped woman. Nobody ever gets anywhere without any help from anybody. But pride will tell you, oh no, they did nothing for me. Don't see me. I'm here by myself. I got here on my own. Pride is very ungrateful. Pride is unthankful. Pride can never say thank you. So he says, now the iniquity of your sister Sodom was not immorality, was not homosexuality. It was pride. They thought they have an abundance of bread. They thought they are loaded. They thought we are okay and we'll be okay for the next 10 years. How do you know? We'll be okay for, at least with that. We'll be okay for the next year. How do you know? How did you know? How do you know that? That is why God punished David. David went to start counting the number of the army they heard, the soldiers. He did a census. God was angry because he thought that their victory is coming from the numbers they have. When you start calculating, when you start counting and say, putting things together and say, okay, we got here because of 1, 2, 3, which is attributed to human abilities. David counted the soldiers. He did census. God, the anger of the Lord was kindled against him, and people started dying. Because God never wants you to rely on the numbers. With God, is not about the numbers. It's not politics. God doesn't work with numbers. Don't dare count the numbers. The numbers are not going to give you victory. The Bible says promotion doesn't come from the east nor the west. It's not coming from the numbers. It's not coming from the balance of forces. We play by a different set of rules. One, our case is different. That's two. As soon as you start checking the balance of forces, as soon as you start making your calculations and all that stuff, you are inviting anger. Actually, pride does that. David was walking around thinking, well, let's just see how many people we have. I mean, let me see the forces behind me, the forces. Hey! What an error. So these people, they thought they had, I don't know what that version says, they thought they had an abundance of bread. They were loaded, man. The riches had gotten to them. The money had gotten to them. I was watching the national championships of school choirs, and the people there were singing Ramaphosa uyamthanda uMahlalela umnikeza u350, and I thought, what are these people implying, insinuating? They're saying, Uramaphosa, we haven't turned to Mahlalela. Umnika u 350, and I thought, bathetha ngantoni aba bantu? What are they insinuating? What are they implying? What are they really saying? It says, check your sister, brothers and sisters. There are reference points. There are records there for us to point to. You can know that I don't want to go this way. And you can tell if you are missing it. You don't want to go this way. You change that way. He says, if any male falls down, if any man falls down, will he not have enough sense to get up? When you fall down, don't you have senses? Do you remember that message? We have that. I think we're going to request them to find a way of extracting the message and put it on the, I think it's upgraded or something, the title of the message, and put it on the podcast. It says, now this was the sin of your sister. The sin of your sister, Sodom, your sister. It's the sin of your sister. What you are, Babella, Nana, Boto, and Jamato, Tamato, car, Gonga, Sindo, Dendo, Din, Umfaz, and Fazin. What we lent to your pride? Inking about we pride. I thought abundance is what we have. If you're joining us from TikTok, this is our preparation for the second leg of the year. Second half of the year, we're preparing for it through prayer, through fastings, through Thanksgiving, and all kinds. I say many people are not, they are simply not bothered. They are unconcerned. Let's read that. Ezekiel, the eagle prophet, he put it nicely. My battery is running low. Hey! The sister Sodom was not hungry, meaning they didn't lack anything, brothers and sisters. They were sorted. There are people, when they are looking for a job, they are in gatherings. In fact, in every gathering, as soon as they get the job, they disappear. You never hear of them. Why? They have plenty bread. They have bread, plenty bread. That time they did not have bread. They will come because they were praying for, give us today our daily bread. Kulelwe. Balala bantu ngakhuluma ngedwa. When there's a lack, people attend all kinds of gatherings. They are in every gathering. But as soon as there's plenty, they disappear. They are no longer bothered. They are no longer. He says, this was the sin of your sister. Very ungrateful individual. Sodom. Primary sin. Plenty. When people have plenty, they're not even bothered to pray. Why should I pray? I'm loaded. Hey, go on, God. That is why somebody says, Zenzeleni mizila inyawo zenu.
Zenzeleni mizila, inyawo zenu zenzeleni mizila, inyawo zenu zenzeleni mizila, inyawo zenu zenzeleni mizila. That's why they said that. Hey, Pastor Isaac, would you read? He says, now this was the sin of your sister Sodom. She and her daughters were arrogant, overfed, and unconcerned. They did not help the poor and needy. They were overfed, unconcerned. You know, unconcerned. Many people are unconcerned, not bothered. I refuse to be like them. That she and her daughters, they were arrogant. That's pride. Arrogance and pride, they are twins. They are twins. They are the same. Overfed. Overfed. Do you see that? Overfed. They had enough to eat. So, you're not bothered by anything. Pastor Isaac. He says they were overfed, unconcerned. They did not help the poor and the needy. Well, King James reads differently, right? Let's hear King James. I just took it from the NIV, but I think we should get another version. We're reading Ezekiel 16, verse 49 only. It says they were not concerned. They were simply not bothered. The English Standard Version says, behold, this was the guilt of your sister Sodom. The guilt, Sodom was found guilty on this. She and her daughters had pride, excess of food. Hey, excess of food is problematic. So is excess of money. You find people wasting money, but they will not waste it on God. But they can waste. Excess of anything is problematic. Hi. Wabaleku amen kwathula nje ku digital gathering. Kwangabikho muntu ngisho othi hayi noma ungathini kodwa le yona. Look, excess of food. Excess love kwasho omunye umuntu oculayo. Wathi excess love. Excess love ngiyazi ngazi le kuthiwa excess of food. And prosperous is. Awuyithole lapha mzalwane ngo English Standard Version. Uthi excess of food, prosperous is. Ah, but did not aid the poor and the needy. These people, pride and arrogance. With their excess, they did not help anybody. Nobody felt their help. Asivaleni bakithi nihambe niyolala. Asivaleni bakithi niyolala. Lalani ke, lalani. Salani senilala. Excess, excess of anything. Oh, ngiyamsaba lo muntu ongabonwa. Wash umuntu wathi excess love. Excess love. Pastor Isaac, do you know what English Standard Version looks like? Would you find it? Look, it says this was the guilt. Yay! Ankulum now, Ankuluman, Lenti Begemina, Ukulumanami. How many years have you heard preachings and teachings saying that Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed because of homosexuality, immorality, sexual sins? How many years? No, it was not that, saint. It was excess. Excess prosperity. Huh? Prosperous ease. Excess of food. Pride. They had everything in excess. It says, but With the access they had, they helped nobody. Nobody. When you have access, God is looking and watching. But excess love. Excess love. Okay. The guilt is telling you about the Sodom and Gomorrah. They were found guilty on these matters. That's it. They helped nobody. The Berean Study Bible will say, now this was the iniquity of your sister Sodom. She and the daughters were 1, arrogant, 2, overfed, 3, and complacent. They did not help the poor and needy. Simply not bothered. Hey, do you see homosexuality there? Homosexuality is not primary. It was one of the sins that were there. But here the prophet reveals to us that he reveals to us the reason God destroyed Sodom. This was it. These people were uncareless. They are careless. They don't care about ungrateful folks, ungrateful fellows, ungrateful individuals. They are like those ones Jesus healed, the lepers, who never returned. I mean, they were okay now. They were sharp. So they never returned to say anything. Never returned. I refuse to be like that. Message version. Yeah. They simply didn't care. They simply not bothered. We went there because we're talking about thanksgiving. We're talking about gratefulness, their heart of thanksgiving. A heart that says, he has made me glad. Now we rejoice and be grateful and be thankful. Has he made you glad? I mean, we are coming out of a very serious crisis. And another one is impending. And you know, I've said it before that it's just the beginning, because according to the scriptures, this is just the beginning of sorrows. And I said it before that they're going to keep throwing things at us until rapture. So you can't afford to be on the wayside, and you cannot afford most of all to miss this appointed gatherings. Let's drop that. I wanted to go somewhere, but we'll drop it. I think you are enough with Sodom. If we could go to another example, it will be too much to chew. Exodus 5, verse 1. We're talking about the importance of being in that divinely appointed place. where God communicates and imparts blessings, graces, anointing. Which is meeting. David said, I was glad when they said, let's go to the house of Elohim. Are you glad whenever that opportunity comes? I mean, my children spend the whole week saying, are we going to church tomorrow? In fact, they've been saying, schools are closed, but church is open. So let's go to church. So they're thinking, we should be in church every day because church is open, schools are closed, church is open. Let's go to church. They are glad whenever they hear, let's go to church. David said, the zeal of your house has consumed me, and your insult have befallen me. Are we still consumed by the zeal of his house? Or we are consumed now by other zeals? So the zeal of your house has consumed me. The other version will say, the zeal of your house has eaten me up. Eaten me up. I'm swallowed and eaten alive. By the zeal of your house. Faith comes by hearing, hearing the word of God. So when we come to these meetings, we've got to pay full attention to every word that comes. Because as the word comes forth during the program, during the service, we've got to be sensitive to the things that the Holy Spirit will be ministering to our hearts. The Holy Spirit ministers to our hearts, and as the word comes forth in the service, in the program, in the meeting, in the gathering, we've got to be sensitive. What is he saying to me? I can hear what the minister is saying, but what is he communicating to me? Because it is in meetings like these, words of prophecies will come forth, as we have seen previously. Isn't services like these. We are products of many meetings. We are products of gatherings. We are products of gatherings. We are made by gatherings. So when we go to gatherings, we should look out for the word, because faith comes by hearing and hearing the word. Where is the word? What is the word that is for me today? So words will come concerning these months of the second leg of the year. Words will come. God will begin to communicate to you strategies then, and actions you need to be taking. It will be communicating. That's the reason for the meeting, for him to communicate in part. It's about us. The meeting is not about him. It's about us. It's about what he wants to do for us, the Father. Elohim, the engineer. He's the engineer of life, engineer of things. Exodus 5, verse 1, and I think I'll close with this. Now, when you read the book of Proverbs 23, verse 18, it says, the expectation of the righteous shall not be cut off. That means when you come to these meetings, you need to have a strong desire and expectation to receive. You can't just come, any meeting you attend, the gathering you're attending, you've got to have a strong desire and expectation to receive from God, to get God's attention. So for you to do that, you need to keep your expectations strong. In fact, what I do, I write down my expectations. I take time to write down my expectations. And one of the reasons we fasted was because of the mid-year crossover and Thanksgiving. Because there's no adequate way of preparing if you don't do it through fastings and prayers. Exodus. Do you see that? The reason God brings deliverance is not so that you can be all over and displaying yourself. No, it's for you to come and worship Him. He says, deliver my people. Let them go so that they can go hold, so that they can go to gatherings, attend feasts. The reason God brings deliverance is so that you can be able to worship Him freely. Liberty. The liberty that is coming to you or that has come to you is because He wants you to come and worship Him. He says, let my people go. Deliver my people so that they may hold a gathering, a festival to me. In the wilderness. Let them go. I want these people to gather and worship. The gathering is of Elohim. It's not our own gathering. Yeah. So is tomorrow's gathering. Let my people go so that they may worship me. Let my people go so that they can go hold a service for me. Let my people go. Let my people go. Let them go. Let my people go so that they can hold a gathering for me. Let my deliver my people. That deliverance came for one thing and one thing only, so that you may return and worship Him. The reason He wants you free, the reason He gives us liberty so that we may worship Him. Worship Him with many things, but one of them is through gathering. Through gatherings, when we lift up our hands and dance and be praying and doing all these things, we do that. Have one thing in mind.